诸法亦先导，亦足亦造作。若以清净意，或言或行业，是则乐随彼，如影不离形。
Mind precedes all knowables. Mind is their chief. Mind made are they. If with a clear and confident mind, one should either speak or act. Happiness follows caused by that, as one's shadow never departed.
一个快乐的人每天早上起来给自己制造快乐的生机的人，那么整天呢都有快乐的泉源。
People who name how to make themselves to be happy every morning when they get up, and they are living in the source of happiness.
一个烦恼的人以意念起来就一直呢在沮丧在忧愁，所添加的力量也是烦恼，所以整日当中就都烦烦恼恼。
If a person who always feels depressed and worries from their deeply of mindAnything they meet is also troubleness and worries to them. And during a day, they feel worried all the time.
所以，一个有智慧的人，应该要选择让自己呢快乐。而快乐不是从外面所有的环境人事物所能给你，快乐必须是从你自己意念心生起之处，就能够啊依着善用依着善受而能成就善行。
A smart person who knows how to be happy for themselves. The happiness was not getting by other people and environment. The truly happiness is that you have to accept and correct the fault that people were mentioned to you with the goodwill mind.And then you will carry out those action thoughts. Carry out those action through your life from the origin of your mind.
好像呢，心中常起斗争。一天到晚呢要跟别人争高低的人，那么他一天呢都在战争中度过，由心中所升起的战争啊，自己的心跟呢别人进来的声音都产生战争，由个人的战争就扩及家庭的战争，就扩及国家的战争。
Such as if people who dare to fight and strive for other people, and they will feel that live in the world during the day, the world was produced from their own heart.They fight to themselves, even other people. Finally, the world is bent to become family world, even the world between the countries.
可是一个快乐的人是生命的泉源，好像不管他走到哪里，生命都充满了希望，充满了欢喜。但是这个都是从人心的善恶性所出，所以我们要让我们自己是一个制造快乐的泉源。好像呢，我喜欢教学生，每天早上起来，第一件事情，不要急着刷牙洗脸，坐在床上，先给自己制造一些快乐的想法，让你今天呢，能够生活得很快乐。
A happiness heart is just like a source of life. No matter you go, their life is full of hopefulness and joyful. It appears from the mind. We have to know how to create the happiness for ourselves. As a full hopefulness source.
怎么做呢？早上起来，看似呢自己呀、啊、要先念观世音菩萨，念一百遍，或是呢念心经以智慧，念七卷，祝福回向我今天所会遇到一切众生。以及我最恨的众生，今生对我伤害最深，我不能原谅的众生，在我心中早上起来我都祝福他们。
How? Every morning when you just get up, maybe you can recite the Guanyin Bodhisattva for 100 times or recite for the Heart Sutra for 7 times.Then you can pray for everyone that you will meet today, including the people you hate because they might hurt you before. I pray them to be happy and peace, the same as me, when every day morning after I get up.
祝福他们能够呢得到我祝福的功德，远离一切恶行，远离一切烦恼，也祝福呢我最恨的众生受我忏悔，具足大智慧，跟我慈悲心相向。
To pray for them to live away from all behavior and worries.To pray for the people who I hate mostly to forgive me.
好，如此呢，帮助自己把每天所会产生的这种毒素先给它排除，就剩下快乐的。
To help yourself to take away the evil from your mind.You will fall with only the happiness in your heart.
在晚上呢，睡觉的时候，反省一下，我今天，我的身体有没有造作恶缘？我的口中有没有行不善之言？我的意念是不是也呈现很多对他人的批评？以及恶意的众生。
Every day before you go to bed, you have to ask yourself that did I do something wrong with other people, with the body, mouth, and thought?
如果有， 那么我们呢，在睡觉前，在念呢，观世音菩萨，或是念阿弥陀佛，或是祈祷你们的主啊，然后呢，回向我今天已经遇到的一切众生，如果我有身口意的过失，慈悲受我忏悔。
If we did, we can also recite Amitabha or Guanyin Buddha Sava before we go to bed and transform those mermaid to everyone you have met today and pray for them to forgive whatever you did to them, or you can pray for your God.
那么这个就是呢，当我们起意主导我们自己今日的行为，我们呢行为所相续的意念造作，全部呢都是善法业。
The mind is the chief.The mind leads the body action, and everything we do and add has to be out of goodwill.
所以，若以清净意，如果我们以这种清净欢喜之意，每天呢，让我们都有心生的感谢、安乐。或言或行止，那么你今天一天当中，不管走到哪里，或是停止在哪里，都让人非常欢喜跟欢迎。
If with a clear and confident mind, if we can with the clear and confident mind, and we have to be very grateful to everythingYou have owned in your life every day. One should either speak or add. And then wherever you go and appear, people feel joyful to have you and welcome you.
那么所有的欢喜安乐就会啊随着你。是则乐随彼，好像你的影子不会离开你这个身形一样。
All happiness and peaceful follows close by that, as the shadow that leaves not the person.
以前在佛陀时代呢，有一次呢，佛陀啊，居住在一个寺庙。曾经呢，提起一个少年的婆罗门。
While the Buddha residing at a temple, he was ever tell a story about a young man.
那个少年婆罗门呢，的父亲呢，是一个非常吝啬，舍不得啊，从来呢。不肯啊，跟人家结善缘的一个人。
The young man whose father was very miserly and never gave anything in charity to other people.
连呢，给他的儿子的金饰，金子的装饰呢，都要亲手制作。以便呢节省工钱。
Even the gold ornaments for his own son were made by himself to save payment for workmanship.
连他的儿子呢生病的时候，他也不请医生，使令他的儿子呢。 就病重，没有药救。
When his son fell ill, no doctor was consulting until it was too late.
那么当他发现呢，他的儿子快死了，就把他的儿子呢放在阳台上，这样子呢才不会让前来他家要看望他儿子的人呢无法没有办法进入房子里面看他到底有多少财产。
When he realized that his son was dying, he had the young carry outside onto the balcony so that people coming to his house would not see his possessions.
一天早上呢，佛陀啊，进入禅定当中，从禅定当中看到这个可怜呢，将死的婆罗门。
On that morning, the Buddha arising early from his deep meditation of compassion saw, in his net of no knowledge, the young man lying on the balcony.
佛陀呢，很怜悯啊，这个可怜将死亡的少年婆罗门。就与大众生呢来到他家门口要托钵化缘。
Buddha felt pitiful to this young man. While he went to asking the food with his disciple, they stopped by his house.
那么佛陀呢故意啊站在这个少年婆罗门躺的啊这个阳台上，并且呢发出一道金光，把那个啊生病的婆罗门少年呢给吸引住了。
The Buddha stood near the door of the young man's, of the young man.The Buddha sent forth a ray of light to attract the attention of the young who was facing the interior of the house.
那个少年呢看了佛陀啊，因为身体太衰弱，没有办法向佛陀致意，便在呢自己心中起一念善念，向佛陀表明自己对佛陀的尊敬以及仰慕。
The young man saw the Buddha, and as he was very weak, he could only perfect his faith mentally.
这一切呢这样子已经足够了。这个少年呢在对佛陀礼敬之后呢，就带着啊对佛陀一片虔敬之心而去世。因为呢临命终前对佛陀的啊欢喜恭敬，使他呢去世之后就往生刀立天。
But that was enough. When he passed away with his heart in devotion to the Buddha, he was reborn in the successual world. Why he can reborn to the successual world? Because he only with a happiness heart to the Buddha. This is a reason to that him has this effect.
这个少年婆罗门呢在天界居住的时候，看到他的父亲啊在他的坟前悲伤，就现身呢在父亲面前告诉他的父亲说，我现在呢在倒立天重生之事，并且呢 敦促请他的父亲到佛陀那儿，邀请呢佛陀到家中接受供养。
From his selection, abiding the young man, seeing his father mourning over him at the cemetery, appeared to the old man in the kindness of his old self. He told his father about his rebirth in the heaven world, and also urged him to approach and invite the Buddha to a meal.
在这个 富翁的家里，大家呢就提出一个问题：一个人是不是只要能靠心中向佛陀礼敬，升起呢身心信仰啊净信的仰慕，虽然没什么布施，也没有持守戒律，却能够在天堂重生。
At the house of the old man, the question of whether one could or could not be reborn in a celestial world simply by mentally perfecting faith in the Buddha, without giving the charity or observing the moral precepts, was brought up.
那么佛陀呢就邀请啊这个少年婆罗门的天人身现身呢为大众来说他在刀立天重新出生的事，这时候呢大家才相信成佛。
It teach us to stop the evil mind arise from your mind and to train yourself to have a goodwill mind arise from your mind as one kind of important Dharma teaching.
这是教导我们，让我们知道克制自己的这个不善的意念，辅导自己呢心生起善意是非常重要的。
By this story we learn that how to stop your evil mind came out. It's very important.
所以我们应该呢善护念自己的身口意，而不要迷惑于呢他人的啊身形语言所造作出来的假象，因为那个可能是他们把自己真心的意念已经修饰过了。
Therefore we have to be very careful for the word we speak to other people. We willto be very careful for the thing that we have done to them, and we have to be very careful for the thought that arises from our mind, and don't be misled by appearance. The appearance, you will see that mind already be modified by the people.
再来呢我们来看法句经第三个寄送，彼骂我打我拜我劫夺我，若人怀此意怨恨不能息。
The third verse of Dhammapada.Who bear within them enmity, he has abused and beaten me, defeating me and plundered me, hath is not a lay for them.
这个所讲的呢，不是真正有人打你骂你，是你的感觉。什么感觉呢？这是一个不懂得自我反省的人所会出现的感觉。
It doesn't mean that you will abuse and beaten by others. It describes your feeling. What kind of feeling? This feeling is only appear to the person who has never introspection to themselves.
好像一个家庭里面，这些父母呢，如果溺爱子女，不懂得教导子女在成长过程中仔细体会观察付出的重要，那么那些子女呢，就会变成啊予所予求，认为受用都理所当然，就没有感恩的心。
If the parents only spoil their children instead of giving them the right principle of life, the children were not able to understand that giving to others is more important and precious other than taking from others. Every time you just say, I want this, I want that, and they don't know to be grateful to others.
因为呢，没有去想到自己今天这个身体受父母的慈悲照顾，受来自于所有百姓慈悲付出劳力贡献的食物滋养。因为没有感恩的心，不懂得啊自我反省，所以呢，只要稍微叫他呢做一点点小事情，他就起嗔恨。
They will never think that even their physical body were given and risen by their own parents. They will never think that even the food they eat every day, which were plenty and getting from others. They don't understand to be grateful to others. Therefore, if their parents ask them,for some help, even only very tiny thing, they feel unhappy, even hatred.
他们会认为呢，别人抢夺了他们的自由，别人呢抢夺了他们呢享受的权利，乃至呢，别人呢。给予他不公平的待遇，为什么呢？因为所有的出发点全部呢都站在这些子女自己自私的立场。
They feel that their own rights and freedom that they should have owned were taken and plundered by other people. They feel that people were unfair to themThey only stand on their own position. They are selfish.
他们从来没有去想过，父母亲呢，年龄渐渐老了，为他们所付出的力量，让他们成长，这个是相对的，他也应该呢，要为父母亲付出。所以世间的爱，世间人所谓的爱充满了溺爱、自私跟暴力。
The children never find out that their parents were getting older and older. They were risen by their parents when they were still a little kid and strictly speaking, they have the responsibility giving and taking care of their parents. The love is full with spoil, selfish and violence.
其实呢，世间的为人父母者，真正爱孩子的话，应该要教导你收入，你这个身体受用多少，你就要懂得随喜贡献你的力量，要付出多少，让他们从小所受的教育就是，我要用我付出的力量来换取我受用的力量，这样子社会才会变成一种平等性，才多少有一点仁慈和爱可说，不会呢都只有贪取自私享受，那个呢不是人的行为。
If the parents who truly love for their children, they have to teach them instead of spoiling them.How much you get from others and then how much you should give to others. The parents should also teach them a special view since they are still young, which is how much I had given and then how much I would own. If we can follow by this rule, the social will become peaceful instead ofonly the selfish. Otherwise, the bad behavior you have had just that. Otherwise, the bad behavior you have had just like the animal, you are not follow the morality of human beings.
就好像呢曾经有一个家庭，那父母亲呢好不容易只有生了一个儿子，这个儿子呢因为很宝贵，所以他们很疼爱，那儿子要什么呢父母亲就给他，那时候是因为家庭环境还可以，到最后呢因为生活环境越来越困难，父母亲呢没办法提供这么多的时候，
There were a couple who had only a son. This couple loved his son very much. They gave anything to his own son, whatever he wants, while their financial situation is okay. Finally, their financial was getting bad. This couple were not able to offer and give much more thanIs this sir?
在事后，这个生活环境越来越困难的时候已经不能够呢，让这个小孩子随心满意。有时候呢，他的父母亲会麻烦他，你来帮我做一点事情，他就充满了怨恨。他父母亲呢，就讲他。你为什么呢长这么大了还不会想，他就认为父母亲骂他，那他父母亲呢强迫他呢来帮忙，拉他一下他就认为呢父母亲打他。
Once their family financial was getting harder and harder, the couple were not able to success his deserveSometimes they ask his son do something housework for them. He was not happy. His parents reply, You are older enough now. How come you are not able to understand and sympathize with us? And the son thinks that his parents had abused him.His parents then force him and pull him over to be helped. He thinks that his parents beat him.
后来呢，这个小孩子啊，就出去打工。打工呢，因为从小所受的是我要用就有，不会想到要付出，所以非常的自私，只想到他自己。那么有一天呢，他就啊买了一瓶呢这个他自己最喜欢的这个梅子汁，回家就放在冰箱里。他没想到冰箱是父母亲辛苦赚钱买来的，然后呢店钱是父母亲在付。
Later on, the son had a part-time job. One day, he bought a bottle of plum juice and then put it in the refrigerator. He never dreamed that this refrigerator was bought from his parents by working very hard. The electricity was also paid by his parents.
有一天呢，就是那天呢，刚好他打工回来，那么他父亲呢，也刚好下班回来，很累，打开冰箱呢，看有一瓶饮料，冰得凉凉的，就拿起来喝。正好呢，他父亲在喝他那一瓶果汁的时候，他正好打开门进来，一看到他父亲呢，抢夺、劫夺他的东西。就一句话不说呢，到厨房拿一把水果刀，就把他父亲呢砍杀死了。
One day when he and his father just get out of job at the same time, his father felt so tired while he got home. He saw a bottle of cold plum juice when he opened the refrigerator. He get the juice and drink it.While his father was drinking the bottle of juice, which was bought by his son a couple days ago, when he got into the kitchen, he saw that this bottle of juice was drinking by his father because the juice was belonging to him. He was very angry and he kept silent, and then he killed his father by a fruit knife.
当然，如果一个人太过自私，不懂得反省，也没有感恩跟付出的心，他的福报就非常的短。
Moreover, if people who are selfish, they just want to get and take from others, they never give to others, and they will lose away their good fortune. And the good fortune,We're getting less and less.
那么这个年轻人呢，大概只有16岁。他怀这种心念，若人怀此意，怨恨不能息。他呢，跟他的父亲结怨，他的母亲呢，非常的悲伤，他也因为这样子而入监狱。把自己呢后面黄金的年轻精华全部呢断送在监狱里面，所以一个自私的人，不懂得付出的人，没有感恩心的人，就常常被关在呢自己所造成的监狱里面，不能处理。
This young man was only around 60 years old.He bear within them enmity. He has abused and beaten me, defeating me and plundered me. Head is not a lay for them. His mother was very sad that he killed his own father. He went to jail for his later life. Therefore, a selfish personWho is always lived in a jail? The jail was made from his mind because of the do not have the grateful heart, they are not able to live away the suffering.
所以父母亲啊，如果真爱你的子女，希望你的子女将来能够好好跟你相处，那么在给予的同时，也不要忘记教导他们要付出，在他们接受所有世间的工作者的劳力所受用的东西同时，不要忘记感谢。好像现在呢，我们讲到这个战争，我们看到呢，事实是当你有很多金钱，可是你没有很多福报的时候，你纵使有钱也买不到众人为你的服务。所以钱不是万能，但是没钱万万不能。可是如何善用这个所谓钱的力量，就是要懂得感恩惜福。
Furthermore, if the parents truly love their children, they have to teach them how important the giving is while they are getting from you, and how important to give to people. Also, the parents have to teach their children be with a grateful mind to others instead of only getting from others. By the way, even you have lots of money, you have no good fortune to own the thing. You are still not able to get the thing that you deserve to own. Money is not all powerful, but you are not able to do anything if you don't have money. To use the money to the right place and to cherish whatever you have owned. Also, be grateful to others have been done a lot for you.
能够呢，多余还能布施他人，是富贵的。一天到晚觉得缺少不够，是贫穷的。
Since the children are still young, the parents have to teach their own children that it is rich if you can give to others when you own too much, but it is poor if you always feel not enough.
比骂我、打我、拜我、劫夺我，若人舍此念，怨恨自平息。
The false verse, who bear within no enmity, he has abused and beaten me, defeating me and plunder me, had is quiet a lay for name.
在以前呢，中国啊的北方，那么有一间呢很小的寺庙，有一天呢就来了一个卖布的商人，他因为赶路赶得很累，就在这边呢这间没有人看过的小庙呢休息，准备呢睡到隔天呢早上再赶路。
Formerly, there was a small temple in the northern of China. One day, there was a businessman who stopped by a temple. He decided to spend one night at the temple.
那么很快的呢，他就睡着了。睡着了呢，在当天晚上，他就做了一个梦。 他梦见呢，这个寺庙里面呢所供奉的那尊神在他面前跟他讲，你今天晚上一定死定了，你逃不过明天，这个是你们的啊业力，宿世业力。
He was asleep immediately. He had a dream at night. He dreamed a god of the temple. The god talked to him, "You are going to die tonight. You are not able to avoid this. This is your karma."
这个商人呢，一听啊，就很害怕。就跪下来呢，祈求这个神，说你做神呢，难道不可以解开我的这个业缘吗？请你慈悲呢，帮帮忙，我什么可以都不要，但是呢，我要我的生命。
This business man was so afraid to be died soon, he kneeled down.Asking for help from the guard. You are the guard. Won't you help me to solve my trouble? I can give all of my property to others, but I want to be alive.
然后呢，那个啊，土地神告诉他，你是不能改了。他就问他为什么，他说我带你去看，就带他呢走到那间寺庙后面一棵很大的树下那个神呢就往地上一指，结果呢他们就看到那里面呢埋了很多的骨头
The guard answered him, "You have no ability to change the result."He asked the guard, "Why?" The guard said, "Go with me. I will show you something." The guard led this businessman to the backyard of the temple. They stand in front of a big tree. The guard used his magic power, and then they saw the human bone were buried under the floor. It was a lot.
然后呢，这个商人就问，这些骨头是怎么回事呢？那神就告诉他，这个是你跟今天晚上那一个人以前呢七世就是七生啊，你们所以呢前一生呢他也是在这个寺庙被你杀死，在前一生是你在这个寺庙被他杀死，在更前一生呢是你杀死他，所以今生呢又要轮到呢他来杀你。那我因为看你们这样相杀呢我已经看很多次了，我觉得挺麻烦的，现在我告诉你，你要有心理准备是希望你呢不要那么害怕死亡，但愿你们呢下一次能够更好。
That man was killed by you last life at this temple, and then you was killed by him at this temple the life before last life. Then you killed him the life before last two life. Therefore, he is coming to kill you this life.I know that you have been killed to each other for many times. I worry so much about you. I tell you of this cause and effect before the thing had happened. I just wish you not to be afraid of dying. I wish you all have better life for next life.
那么这个商人呢听完那个神呢就不见了，他也从睡梦当中惊醒起来，就看到呢寺庙外一轮明月非常的漂亮， 他心里面也很哀伤啊，我过了今晚就再也看不到这个月亮了。所以呢，他这个时候才觉得那个月亮真美啊。
The god disappeared then. The businessman wake up from the dream. He saw the moon in sky. The moon was so bright. And this time he just realized that the moon is so pretty and beautiful. But he is not able to see the moon at the other day.
这时候呢，从黑暗当中呢，就听到了那个嘿嘿嘿的声音，跟他讲，美啊，你明天再也看不到了，我好不容易等到你，不可能让你等到明天再看。
He heard a strange sound come out from the dark as hey, 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 hey. And he heard that the sound was speaking to him. You are right. You are not able to see the moon again anymore. I'm waiting for you for a long time.
那么就从黑暗中啊走出一个人，拿一把刀呢要杀他。他说呢，你把所有的钱财都留给我。这时候这个商人看着这个人啊，就跟他讲说，我知道你会来，我也有打算要留给你，但是呢，我希望我们从今生以后这种因缘能够解开。
Then a man appeared in front of the businessman from the dark. He asked the businessman to leave anything belonging with him to him. The businessman talked to the guy. I know you are coming tonight. I will leave anything I have to you, but I wish that we can forgive to each other. Don't kill to each other after this life.
那么这个拿刀的年轻人呢，他很奇怪，因为一般人将要死的时候呢，都会很恐怖、害怕、哀求。其实呢，这也是他第一次当贼，因为他们家呢，整个家啊，最近呢被贫穷所困，他拿着刀子呢，正想壮大自己的声势。第一天出门呢，好不容易呢等到半夜就碰到这个商人，想不到呢他居然跟他讲这些话，所以他也怕得要死。
The guy felt so surprised because this businessman seems not afraid to be killed by him. By the way, today is also his first time to plunder from others becauseHe has no money. In order to be not afraid, he carried the knife. But now he felt so strange for the thing that this businessman had just described to him. Therefore, he was afraid too.
他就问他，你为什么会知道我今天会来杀你呢？那个商人跟他讲，他说呢，在你来之前，我已经在这里休息一段时间，然后我睡着了，这一个寺庙里面的神呢，视线梦境给我，说我前一辈子呢，就在这里杀了你，劫夺了你的财物，那么今生换你要杀我，要劫夺我的财物。
The guy asked the businessman, Why do you know that I'm coming to kill you tonight? The man answered him, I have been taking rest in this temple for a while before you come. I was asleep. I dreamed the guard of this temple. He told me that I killed you in this temple last life.I also plunder your money. Therefore, you are going to kill me and plunder my money this life.
这个商人呢，就跟他讲，我们呢，前好几世所互相杀害的啊，这个死的骨头都还埋在庙后。那么这个年轻人一听呢，就觉得害怕，这个啊，因果的业力太恐怖了，他就跟商人讲说，我要跟你解冤释结。好，我们这个冤呢，应该要啊除去。这个就是若忍舍此念，怨恨自平息。后来他们两个人呢，变成好朋友，终生互相照顾。
The businessman said, "The bones which were belonging to us, still buried under a big tree in the backyard of this temple." The guy was so afraid and awoke that the cause and effect are too terrible.And he said, I will forgive you whatever you had done to me past life. And this is the meaning of who bear within no enmity. He has abused and beaten me, defeated me and plundered me, had its quiet a lay for name.